We believe that House Bill 2 is not based on factual criminal data and lacks an authentic understanding of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people.
That's Chatham County Board of Commission Chair James Crawford reading through a resolution opposing House Bill 2 at the board's Monday night meeting.
The Chatham County Board of Commissioners urges the North Carolina General Assembly to repeal House Bill 2 at the earliest opportunity, and the Chatham County Board of Commissioners reaffirms its support for protecting and advancing the constitutional rights and equitable treatment of all residents and its opposition to discrimination, prejudice, homophobia, and transphobia.
Board Member Walter Petty asked that the board not wade into the controversy over House Bill 2 because he wanted to see what the General Assembly did with the legislation once the short session begins on Monday, saying that it could be fixed without Chatham County getting involved.
I think rather than create more problems and animosity, I'd like to see us buy some time here, wait and see how things shake out before we move on this.
Karen Howard disagreed with Petty, saying it was important to be ahead of the curve on this issue.
If that becomes disruptive, then we have a bigger problem than a resolution. I think that getting out ahead of this and confronting this ugly piece of legislation in its face is essential. I think that the more communities that do this, the faster this thing is going to find its way out of our state.
Howard also expressed displeasure that the bill removes local government's abilities to put ordinances in place that go beyond the state's non-discrimination policy. Petty said he did not feel House Bill 2 accomplished its intended purpose and therefore wanted to allow the legislature time to alter the law.
Do you want to send a child into a changing facility or locker room and have mixed company in there? Now, I don't know that we want to do that. And I think that was the intended purpose.
Crawford said this bill was not about protecting women and children, but rather served as a Trojan horse to pass discrimination into law.
If they really cared about the safety of women and children, they would have called a special session that would have dealt with child abuse as we know it exists. So it would have been talking about people who are in the home. It would have been talking about restraining orders against angry spouses or angry ex-boyfriends. That's where the problem lies for those kinds of things. And so, again, we're back to the not just the falsity of the Trojan horse, but they picked a target that they thought they could still beat up on, right? We're still playing smear the queer in this country.
Crawford added that he had worked with a grad student who transitioned from female to male when Crawford was teaching at UNC and shared how this law would impact that student.
Under this law, Connor has to use the ladies' room with Connor's mustache, right? Mm-hmm. So, or Connor faces the choice of breaking the law and going where he now feels comfortable going. Transgender people aren't made up. They aren't figments of someone's imagination. They aren't something created by a liberal agenda.
Crawford also pointed to House Bill 2's impact on jobs and tourism in the state.
We're trying to invite people into our state to invest and to have jobs and to enjoy our tourism amenities, but yet our parlor, we have this steaming pile of prejudice.
The board voted 4-1 to pass the resolution, with Petty voting against. Orange County passed a resolution calling for the repeal of House Bill 2 on Tuesday night, joining a growing list of local governments standing against the legislation. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.